And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, he has Baal-Zebub. Now, that is Satan. All right. Now, understand there's a lot of different ways to describe the prince of darkness. And particularly in various times and places, he's got different names. You know, he's the master of 1,000 shadows and all this. So Beelzebub like literally means the prince of flies, king of the dung heap. Gehenna, which we translate as hell, was the place where the flies would be on the dung heap eating all this. So there's connections there. But no, they explain it by the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons. So that's the unforgivable sin. Like forget whatever else I said about how it makes sense. There it is. Jesus is evil. That's the unforgivable sin. And so Jesus calls them to himself. He says in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? So he just talks about how stupid it is to think that he's there as Satan destroying his own empire. Like that would be silly. If Satan's risen up against himself, he cannot stand but has an end. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. So that's what he's like. This is what I'm doing is I'm in the strong man's house, Satan's world that he stole from me. And yeah, I'm binding that guy down, and I'm going to plunder his house, which means he's going to get you. You're the spoil. Assuredly, I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of men. All sins. Whatever blasphemies they may utter. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation. Why? Because he says Jesus, who is forgiveness, is the devil. He doesn't want forgiveness. So what is really going on here is a setup for a major premise of Christianity, which is that if you believe in Jesus, you're saved. And if you don't believe in Jesus, you're not saved. And that's it's not a good work you do, but it's the difference between the sheep and the goats. And it's just the way that it is. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Whoever confesses with the mouth that Jesus is Lord, believes in the heart, they will be saved. And you're like, but that doesn't seem like very much. No, because it's not. It's not a thing you do. It's a thing he did. And the only thing that is not forgiven is when you're like, no, he didn't do it, not for me. Well, okay, well then yeah, you're certainly not going to benefit from it, and salvation is the benefit of the work of atonement that he did.